Good morning and welcome to cast number 33 of a podcast by Adam Jaffrey. Welcome back. I'm sorry I haven't been around for the past couple of weeks with any interesting or exciting content that you're usually used to from me. I'm back at uni as of a couple of weeks ago, so I've been a lot more busy and haven't had as much spare time to push out the interesting content that I am used to doing. However, I'm hoping that now that I'm back at class and learning some interesting and new things, I'll be able to share some new insights that I have with my newfound knowledge. So stay tuned for new and exciting content, I guess, going into the future. Now, today's cast is a real short one. I just wanted to talk about bullying and the way it's, I guess, perceived. I've come about to this topic because of some recent publicity about bullying. I believe yesterday was a national anti-bullying day or some sort of awareness day. Now, I thought it was Are You Okay Day. I saw somebody write that it was National Are You Okay Day yesterday. However, I looked it up and apparently that's in September sometime. So I'm not quite sure what's happening there. However, yesterday Facebook released some new policy guidelines to their terms of service, which I believe have some new precautions about bullying and conduct that constitutes harassing another user, and obviously there's been a lot of publicity around this issue for quite some time, and it's a prevailing issue for quite a number of years in terms of, you know, its social construct. Bullying seems to happen regardless of the generation. However, I think these days, due to technology, it's taking a bit of a different form. Now, the contention that I have is that bullying should not be treated as the way that it currently is. It sort of seems like it's a thing that happens, and I'm talking about bullying in the construct of the school setting. Not really the work setting at all, but mainly for children. Now, bullying is treated as an act between students. People know about it, and it seems like it's something that is meant to be enforced, i.e. stopped by teachers or responsible adults. And unfortunately, the way that I think that it actually gets perceived is that it's something that happens that nobody really cares about that much. Unless it is happening to you. Now, everybody gets some bullying now and then in over their time, you know, whether it's from friends or from someone else. And that's part of learning to grow up and learning to interact socially with other people. But the problem becomes that I don't think... I know adults do, but I don't think children necessarily take bullying seriously. And I think we need to rebrand it and change perceptions on how people perceive it. So my idea would be, instead of treating bullying as it currently is bullying, we need to change and begin to label things that we would once have called bullying as assaults. So it can be verbal assault, can be physical assault, can be mental assault, it can be, you know, electronic assault, I guess, in terms of if somebody's harassing you on Facebook or whatever the example is. But I think we need to start treating these acts as assaults, because the word assault carries much more of a negative connotation around it. It's a word that's perceived really badly, not only by adults, but also by children. And I think everybody inherently understands that it's a horrible thing to assault somebody. Whereas to bully somebody, it seems at least personally, I feel like it's something that happens regardless. So if we start calling or start relabeling these acts as assaults and start treating them a little more severely, and I guess my argument is we can change the attitude around the assaults that are happening between children and hopefully stamp out this sort of behaviour once and for all. Let me know your thoughts. Thanks for listening to another podcast by Adam Jaffrey. I'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye.